So Demetrius Ivory is the chief meteorologist at WGN-TV. Demetrius, when you were growing up in Ohio, did you have Roman candle fights with other guys on the block? Is he still not with me? Where's Demetrius?
There we go. There we go. I heard it.
There you are.
Were you one of those? No way. I have brain cells and brains that work. I saw a lot of people doing it. But that's not funny.
No, not at all. I never understood it either. And there might be a few people on the show who are all in on that. But let me guess. Yeah.
Be careful, mister.
Ah, there he is right there.
What's it going to be like? Is the NASCAR thing going to be a rain out this year? Or are we going to be pretty smooth sailing?
I don't think a rain out. Yeah, I don't think it rained out, but certainly a chance for showers on Saturday. You know, and I'm blaming NASCAR. They bring the rain, you know.
Yeah.
So they're the ones who schedule it every year, 4th of July, and we get some rain. So there is a chance for showers on Saturday, probably not Sunday. We look pretty good on Sunday. And even Saturday showers, you know, 30 or 40%. It's not all across the region. It's certainly not all day. I mean, NASCAR knows how to do rain delays better than anyone. So I don't think we're going to have a problem. It's not going to be like, years past where we had to wait till Monday to do the race.
Right.
I don't think we're going to. It will be very hot, though. I mean, it's, you know, we're talking temperatures in the low 90s, the heat index probably around 100. It's going to be a very, very warm day. The sunburn time is going to be under 20 minutes for sure. Strong sun right now. So folks really have to kind of be prepared for those conditions.
Yeah. And what about the 4th of July itself?
4th of July looks good. You know, that's like one of our Super Bowls. You know, that you can't get that one wrong, you know? And if it's one of those days where even without a chance for rain, I'm still going to be sitting there watching the radar every 10 minutes, you know, there. No, right now it looks like we're just going to be quite warm, low 90s again, maybe even mid 90s. But we should be dry, it looks like, for fireworks. Now, I think there's a possibility of an inversion. That's basically when you have a layer of warm air that kind of sits above a layer of environmentally cooler air. So there's a possibility. Once you get that, a lot of that smoke sticks around. That could be a problem. But so the air quality that night, if it's, you know, if you're going to a fireworks show, even if it's your neighborhood's or your municipality's fireworks show, that smoke might stay there for some time that night.
Yeah. So these beach closures, we were talking about them. It's a bacteria count. It's E. coli. Does the weather factor into any of that, or is it just, you know, what's coming into the water, what's being flushed in there?
It's what's being flushed in there. It's the weather is too much rain, and it's overflow. When you think about putting together, some type of sanitary system or drainage system, you want to be prepared for everything, but it costs too much to prepare for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they get overwhelmed. And, you know, those heavy rains that we had last week mainly were kind of around that area, our northern counties, McHenry County, Lake County. And that's why we have had so many problems there. It happens to, you know, I'm not going to say every city, but, you know, if your city is close to water has the type of drainage systems that we do, they can be overwhelmed. And when that happens, unfortunately, that water has to go somewhere. We're not going to put it down your street. It's going to go where most water wants to go. A lake, a stream, things like that. So hopefully they get that taken care of pretty soon. We haven't had any heavy rain, so we're not adding to the problem there. So that's good.
With the smoke sticking around, it means there's really no wind, which means the bugs will be thick as well, right?
you're showing your age right now. You're like, okay, is it gonna be hot? Are there gonna be bugs out?
It's damn okay. Right. I want to be outside all day.
Right. What's the traffic gonna be like? Am I gonna be able to get out of this thing? how much are they charging for this and that? Yes, I think there's a good. You know, I think a lot of the smoke is going to linger, and this is more of a local evening. Thing where the fireworks are. This is not, you know, downtown Chicago. Certain cities, though, like Pittsburgh, where they do them in the middle of downtown, big problems because that smoke will stay, all day and all night and all day, where they do them right in the middle of downtown. But in our case, you know, our fireworks are off on the lake.
There's a lot of suburbs, you know, especially along the Fox River and many of the local lakes that might not see that smoke dissipate.
Right. It won't. It'll stick around. You know, it'll be gone, I think, certainly by the morning, but it will stick around if this inversion does set up. That's kind of a small feature to be forecasting this far out, but it looks like the type of scenario where we would have an inversion. And if that happens, the smoke will just stay. It'll be there. So 2-3 in the morning, you'll be like, boy, it's still smoky out here. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Hey, I saw that NOAA has proposed permanently closing premier hurricane research institutes. Meaning, yes. Yesterday when they released their budget, they're closing all federally funded weather and climate research labs, including the one responsible for maintaining the nation's top hurricane models. We've touched on this in the past. We talked about the Miami meteorologist who was almost in tears about it. Obviously, hurricanes don't impact us, except they raise all of our insurance policies.
Of course, yes.
How does this impact our nation?
Well, it's not good. I mean, we kind of knew that a lot of the climate research branches were going to be, quite frankly, decimated. But, somebody took a sledgehammer to it, and as opposed to, a scalpel, mm-hmm. And so now they, that's hurricane research too, So hopefully they amend that. It's part of climate research, but everything's tied together. You cannot do hurricane research without climate research. Everyone's tied together. The climate researchers are not just trying to make everybody drive electric cars. They're providing the climate information to different facets of our culture, our environment, our atmosphere, everything that need to know those climate numbers. So it just kind of goes to show that, just because you hear climate doesn't mean that these people are, trying to make it so that we can't, have gas cars. Sometimes it's just, you can't study you can't predict or study hurricanes without seriously focusing on the climatology of hurricanes. Mm-hmm. So hopefully whoever was the genius that decided, who didn't read all the departments involved, hopefully they get, they get the sledgehammer, and then, and then cooler and smarter heads prevail. I mean, I understand if you think that we spend too much on climate research, that's fine. But do you think that we spend too much on hurricane research? Probably not.
Yeah. Pretty beautiful day today, but it's just going to get hotter and steamier as the week progresses, right?
Yes. Mid-80s today. We're looking at showers and thunderstorms tomorrow evening. Maybe Thursday afternoon, evening. Then after that, we are okay. But yeah, temperatures are going to climb back into the 90s. We start another heat wave, I believe, tomorrow or the day after, where we're back in the 90s. We've got a third one here. So, we start another heat wave coming up later this week with temperatures in the 90s. So do what you can to stay cool. But I don't expect to see any rain or anything like that for the 4th of July.
Demetrius, we have people coming over at about 1:37.
He does this to annoy you.
And it's about 3/4 of a mile north of Lake Cook Road. So what do you think the temperature will be then?
I think the temperature is going to be in the 30s, and you will definitely see you're going to see a thunderstorm, and it, probably going to blow your whole house down. But then again, you're going to burn it up with your Roman candles.
For the record, I did not do that. That was not.
On the 4th, when you say, are we talking 95, 97? And you said only 3 days. Have we only had 3 days over 90? Because it certainly feels like it's been more than that.
We've had two heat waves. A heat wave is 3 days over 90. This will be our third coming up.
Okay.
For the month of June, we had 10 days where we reached 90. So far, we're up to 11 for the 11 for the year for O'Hare. So we have we have four more coming this week. So it'll be our third heat wave.
That's more than we had all of last summer, isn't it?
No. Last summer, no.
No. Okay.
No. Last summer was 20. Somewhere, Bill Snyder is listening. 25, I think. So it was more than normal. It was more than normal last year.
Oh. Bill, send me an email.
the normal is 17. We're at 11. We're going to get, we'll be at 15 before next week starts. But last year it was more than normal. That's for sure.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Have a beautiful 4th of July.
Thank you. Dodge the bugs.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at the crowds. Don't say the music's too loud.
Hey,
the music's
Demetrius.
The drinks cost too much.
the party is on my farm. Bring the girls down. There's no crowds. There's no nothing. No parking. Lots of food. Yeah, you're welcome. Come on down.
Are there horses? Are there horses, though?
Well, if you want horses here, we'll get horses here.
No, I don't do horses. I don't do horses. I'm scared of horses. So if there's horses, I'm like, I'm not even, you know, I'm a no-show.
No horses.
Who asks if there's going to be horses at a 4th of July party?
Yeah. Well, apparently, this is a big phobia. I think we need to have a therapy session next Tuesday when we chat.
Let's do it, but I don't pull out horse sounds and things like that. It's not, they're really scary. They have big teeth and the feet and the big. Yeah, okay.
Oh, this is going to be good.
All right, I'll see you.
Look for him on TV tonight.